Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I said back in the beginning of the season that I thought Jaden Daniels was going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, and I think that dude is a generational quarterback. I said he is the quarterback I would have drafted over Caleb Williams. I said he's the quarterback that I would have rolled with into the season. I said he is one of the I would have said Jaden Daniels, or I did say, is the only rookie quarterback that I would have made a week one starter in his rookie year. I wouldn't have done it with Bo Nix. I wouldn't have done it with Drake May. I wouldn't have done it with Caleb Williams. He's the only one. Do you know who else is a big Jaden Daniels guy? Could not agree more.
Who was that?
That, of course, is the second most well-known Manning brother, Peyton. That is Painting Manning, Debating Manning.
Cooper's brother.
Yes, that is Cooper's brother, Peyton. That is 100% correct. I like that take because everything he said is true. It was all the exact reason that I thought this dude was going to be a stud before we started. I don't know if I've mentioned it or not that I had him picked as my rookie of the year before the season started because I know ball and whatnot. Yeah, so I like that. I like that Peyton's on board with my pick, and that's the reason that I look at this game very much, this Washington-Philadelphia game, why I very much look at this game as a potential upset. I look at this game as a potential upset because of everything Peyton just said about Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels has, I think, more of a look of an experienced, successful NFL quarterback than a lot of successful NFL quarterbacks. Like right now, would it be fair of me, great one, if we were power ranking quarterbacks? I think right now, we would all agree that the top three, the A-list, the A-tier, the top tier, whatever you want to call it. I think we would all agree the top tier is Allen, Mahomes, and Jackson, right? Like those three are the top three quarterbacks in the league.
No, it's a Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen.
Whatever order you want to put them in. I think that's tier A. If we go down to tier B of quarterbacks, Goff, Stafford, and I put Jaden Daniels in that group. There's probably a few more.
Sample size too small.
For Jaden Daniels? Right now today, would you take Jaden Daniels or, hell, would you take Jaden Daniels or Sam Darnold to quarterback your team this weekend in the playoffs? I'd take Jaden Daniels, to be honest with you. After what we saw the last 2 weeks, I'd take Jaden Daniels. Over a guy that was a front runner for the MVP back in week 9, Sam Darnold, I would take Jaden Daniels over Sam Darnold today.
Well, after this week, he'll be available for the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge. So,
Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
I mean, again, I'm not saying Washington is going to win this game. I'm saying if they do, don't come in here on Monday Tuesday. We're off on Monday. Don't come in here on Tuesday and be like, holy crap, how did they do that? I've already told you how they're going to. Peyton Manning. Debate Manning. Peyton Manning. Just told you how they're going to do it. How they're going to do it is they are going to ride a quarterback that looks like a wily veteran 18 games into his career, who went on the road and knocked off a divisional champion this weekend by not succumbing to the late game pressure. You know, again, a guy who has now won five consecutive games by leading some type of game-winning drive, one that resulted in a tutty, one that resulted in a game-winning walk-off field goal. Five consecutive games, Jaden Daniels has answered the bell and been a dog. The point that I'm making here is, in what world is Jaden Daniels not ready? There's not one. There's not. The dude, as Peyton just pointed out, and I think accurately and correctly, the dude looks like a guy who has been doing it for a very long time. He got on the page with Cliff Kingsbury. He has figured out this offense in a hurry. It's not like the scene is too big for him. It's not like he's out of place. He looks like a dude who understands what is happening and why. And I love that. I have been told like two or three different times at this point. Oh, Texter said Joe Burrow is A-list. I'd put Joe Burrow up there. So let's go Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow. I think that's abundantly fair.
I think you were just thinking about playoffs and
yeah, I think I was talking.
Burrow
I was
thinking, not in playoffs
yeah,
this year.
I was thinking about active. But you're right. Joe Burrow goes in that group for sure. Joe Burrow threatened a 5,000-yard year this year. I think he goes in that group. The point that I'm making here is when we talk about Jaden Daniels, who this kid is, what this kid is, what this kid's doing, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it has settled in yet to a lot of people. Just genuinely how impressive what this guy is doing is. I don't think people get it yet. I don't think people are understanding what this cat has accomplished so early in a very young career. It's beyond impressive at this point. So, and again, maybe it's just me. I have been accused a couple of times of sniffing my own farts. Because I picked Jaden Daniels to be the O-R-O-T-Y. I don't think I am. I think this guy can absolutely win. I think this guy can absolutely win in this game. These playoffs, but this game. I don't think the Commanders as a whole are Super Bowl ready yet. But they ain't the worst pick to get in. Who's more ready for the Super Bowl today? Today, and I'm talking including all the context of the game. I'm talking injured players. I'm talking scenarios. I'm talking potential matchups in these playoffs right now. If I gave you $100, Lonzo, and I said you have to bet this on either the Commanders or the Texans to make it to the Super Bowl, easy pick on the Commanders, right? Easy pick on the Commanders.
First of all, we know I don't bet well. I lose quite a bit. And second of all, I would bet with my heart, and my heart would go with the Texans.
To beat the Chiefs and then the winner of the
Bills. You said I had to pick between those two teams.
Yes.
I would.
With all things considered, with the roster the way it is today, including injuries and with the matchups they have, which is Texans have to beat the Chiefs and then the winner of Bills Ravens versus the Commanders who have to beat the Eagles on the road and then the winner of they have to beat Detroit on the road, and then the winner of Eagles, whatever the other team is.
Your scenario has never taken into account my fandom, which just goes above everything.
Well, because our job is to take that cap off.
So it may be your job.
Okay, well then I'll say Commanders easy bet.
My job is open, not because I'm getting fired, but because it's ever evolving. And there's no set rules to it. So, I mean, you know.
The answer to that question, if I give you $100 and say you got to bet it on either the Commanders or the Texans to get to the Super Bowl, the easy answer is the Commanders.
You always keep one. You set up scenarios so it makes you right. And I really have trouble doing that.
I don't have to set up scenarios to be right. I just am. Just do that.
All right.
Right?
But realistically.
It's like saying you keep setting up scenarios to breathe oxygen. No, I don't. I just do it. It's just a reflex.
Realistically, neither one of those teams are probably making it past this weekend. I know you think Washington's going to win. I don't. So.
Again, I don't. I have yet to say will win. I have said absolutely can. Absolutely should not be written off is what I've said. Absolutely have the upset alert on in Detroit. Absolutely have the upset alert on. Because Detroit is a team, as we have talked about a number of times, Detroit is a team with their defense banged up, and we pointed this out, and you yourself said that's a bit surprising. Detroit is a team that is giving up 30 points frequently down the stretch. Now, you can make the argument, and I think it's fair, you can make the argument that maybe Detroit, because of how banged up they were, eased up on the throttle a little bit, saved a little bit of gas, but let's not forget that this team was playing for the division and the one seed in week 18, right? It's not like Kansas City, who cleared that hurdle in week 16 and were able to again, pull off a little bit down the stretch. This is a team that was playing for their division, was playing for the one seed in the final week of the season, and still were giving up 31s. Now, they didn't to the Vikings, but I think we learned the very next week when the Rams and the Vikings played and the Rams devastated them that I honestly, respectfully to the Detroit Lions, I think that result of Detroit-Minnesota was more about Minnesota's step back than it was about Detroit overcoming the adversity and the injuries and all that. Maybe it's just me. All right, we'll talk more Super Bowl coming up. We'll get Rashad Beard's thoughts on this round of the playoffs. But more importantly, we'll talk with Rashad about what he thinks the Carolina Panther offseason and draft looks like when we come back. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is up next here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Spectacular to have you on a Friday slash also kind of Monday show. Off on Monday to celebrate the life of the esteemed Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We will be back on Tuesday. And, of course, at that point, we will have a national championship in the landscape of college football. And we will have our Final Four in the National Football League with conference championship game weekend just hours away. One team that will not be participating in conference championship weekend is the Carolina Panthers. Don't worry. Neither is my team. It's okay. We're all looking for better times.
Hey, my team is.
Nobody asked you, did we? We didn't ask you. I didn't ask you for your participation there, did I? Joining us now on the radio program, ordinarily joins us on Thursdays, but had to fly across to the other side of the globe to participate in some business activities that we can't talk about here on the show. The host of the Panther Nation podcast, and with an all-new camera angle we working with today, Rashad Beard. Are we upping the game a little bit, or,
You notice the details. I like that. You're paying attention. I like it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. Just trying a little closer angle. You know what I mean? Get a little more personal.
But I like it. But you got a dope-ass backdrop with some merch back there, and you kind of cut it all out, man.
I know. I'm just trying some things, man. Just trying it out. We'll see. I may go back. We may revert. You never know.
I respect it. I mean, it's a good look. It's a good look. You got a good angle. You got that that old MySpace angle working for you right now.
Listen, this is a smile showcase.
Oh, I agree.
It's what it is. See, there it is.
I agree.
It's a smile showcase.
Look, not to make it weird, but I get a text like every 2-3 Thursdays from my mom that's like, I just love seeing Rashad smile so much. And I'm like, all right, shut up, Mom. Nobody asked you. So it's a good vibe. I'm just saying, man, you got helmets, you got cleats, you got merch, you got posters, you got signs, you got all that, and it's just gone.
Yeah, no. We'll see. I'm just tweaking. We'll collect the feedback and we'll see how it goes, and then we may zoom it back out. But we'll see how it goes.
I dig it. All right, let's talk a little football. I did not get a chance last night, unfortunately, Rashad. I saw you go live last night. Didn't get a chance to chime in. I know you guys have been kind of dialing in on the draft stuff, and I do want to talk about some of the other offseason aspects we got to get to. But you guys got your pick shaped up already? You got your vibe ready to go already? We still got 3 months of the draft, pal.
Yeah, no, we are doing a lot. We had an NFC South roundtable last night, just, you know, kicking it with the NFC South homies, you know, talking about how the Panthers did not finish in last place. I don't recall what team that was, but I know there's a team that did finish in last place, and that's something that came up on the show. We talked about how, you know, the Falcons underwhelmed. You know, kudos to the Bucks. Don't really have too many problems with them. But we talked about the Carolina Reaper. You know, shout out to Bryce Young. You know, got Dennis Allen up out of here.
Appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that's exactly what the Saints guy said on the pod. He was giving us thanks for getting Dennis Allen up out of here, and, you know, got Atlanta's defensive coordinator out of here. So, you know, just good stuff, man. We are shaping up for the draft. The draft is coming up. We're trying to see what the Panthers where the Panthers are going to go. You know, we have a lot of needs on this roster, and so yeah, you know, we're trying to see what's going to happen, and we got to see how free agency shapes up.
I did want to point out we had the same record, so I mean, it's technically a tie.
No, technically it wasn't a tie. Technically, we were in third place. If you want to be really technical, but you know, I digress. Well, you know, it is what it is.
What's the tiebreaker that puts you there?
I don't know.
Exactly, because you don't care. It's a tie. Rashad Beard.
I don't know what it was, but I know if I look at the standings, I know I'm not at the bottom. I know that.
Rashad Beard joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So, what are the thoughts? Like, this is a team that you short up some spots. I've seen a bunch of places that are still talking about, and this is dumb as hell, just so we're clear, you know, taking another crack at maybe BY, whatever, which is stupid and obnoxious. And anybody who says that the Panthers need to make a quarterback move, immediate unfollow, block, report as spam on the spot. But there are a lot of other positions that need to be shaped up based on what you've seen out of this class and your hierarchy of what needs need to be met first by this team. Are there any names that are jumping out at you this early?
As far as the draft or free agency?
Draft.
For draft-wise, man, obviously we have a big need at edge rusher. If you have to rank the needs, that's at the top. So we're looking at, you know, there's a bunch of – I mean, obviously Abdul Carter, if he's there, you would like to take him, but we're probably going to be out of range for that. You know, there's Malachi Starks. I know he's a safety. That's a need as well. Both of our safeties are free agents, Xavier Woods and Jordan Fuller. So we have a bunch of needs. I mean, you can go across the board. Mason Graham obviously could be in that range as an interior defensive lineman. That's who we could be looking at. But also underrated, and I talk about this all the time, and Dave absolutely hates it, but I think wide receiver needs to be in that list somewhere as well. So if Tet from Arizona is there, you got to consider it. I think he's very good. So I think we cannot go wrong depending on how BPA is designed for the Carolina Panthers and how their board is shaped out. We're going to get a really good player, and I don't expect us to, you know, reach for a particular position. I think we're going to sit back and see how the draft falls and take the best player at that spot. So I'm not really pressed for it. We have plenty of needs to go around, and I'm not really pressed for one particular position.
Every year, Rashad Beard, we have the debate about BPA or best player at biggest position of need. To me, you guys are set up. This is the ultimate BPA draft. I mean, there's enough spots. This is the ultimate find the best dude and go get him. I don't think you need to move up. I don't think you need to spend resources. Not that you have a ton of resources to spend, but I don't need to. this to me is, look, wherever we land, whoever the best dude on the board is, that's the dude we're going to get. And this is the ultimate year for that.
Yeah, yeah, I absolutely agree. I 1,000% agree. I wouldn't even mind a trade back if the guys that are gone where you could potentially take. And I'm like, I don't like the way this thing fell. There's multiple guys that you still want to take. Potentially trade back, acquire more draft capital. The Panthers could use some more cracks, an opportunity to get some more talent. So we have 9 picks right now. Could we see that increase? Maybe. I don't know. But the way our draft or the way our salary cap is set up, I think we could potentially use some more draft picks. So I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm excited for it. Even guys like Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan, that's another guy I would potentially take. You get him opposite of J.C. Horn, you're in a good spot. So I'm not pressed to take any particular position. Let's see. Let's sit back and see how it comes to us.
Isn't it a nice feeling to be able to say, you know what, I don't know, I'm going to sit back and enjoy versus, oh no, I'm going to sit back and watch how we it up this year?
Yeah, you know what also is a nice feeling? Not finishing last. That's a great feeling. No, you know what also what? Is
why you, are you, know you this is, way?
You know what also is not a nice feeling? Not have to worry about who our next head coach is going to be. It's a great feeling to not have to worry about the coach carousel. We've been in that thing for a long time. We circled the block a couple of times with the coaching carousel. So it's overall great feeling for the Carolina Panthers. I feel great about it. I haven't felt this way in a long time. So thank you for seconding that.
Congrats on your team getting a decision right for the first time in a decade, big dog. I'm gloat. Pound that chest a little bit. I get it. Pound that chest a little bit. I get it.
Yeah,
Rashad Beard, for some reason, is joining the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate.
I'm enjoying this appearance more than other ones.
I'm sure you are.
It's been amazing.
Oh, God. Here we go. All right, let's keep going. What do you think is the biggest advantage to change with having Dan Morgan run this along with Dave Canales versus, all those head coaches you were just bragging about that have screwed it up for the past decade for you? What do you think the biggest advantage that Morgan and Canales bring to the table getting ready for the draft is?
Yeah, I think right now it's continuity, right? We haven't had that in a long, long, long time. And so now we have a plan that actually can be executed. When you have multiple coaches in the building, the situation changes, the needs change, the scheme changes. And so the type of personnel you're bringing in is going to change. That's why we've been in this cycle, this never-ending cycle of not bringing in the talent. The talent doesn't fit the scheme. Now we have a scheme. We have a direction to go in, and we can sit back and add to that and watch it play out. That's the biggest advantage of having Dan Morgan and Canales on the same page, returning, even with Evero. If you don't like Evero as a defensive coordinator, we get a chance to see his scheme and more personnel be brought in to fit his scheme, and maybe things will turn around. So continuity is the biggest advantage I can point to right now.
You mentioned just a minute ago, to kind of backtrack, wide receiver. And honestly, I almost weirded out because I had this knee-jerk reaction of like, yo, what the hell, right? Like, Coker, like, and then the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, you guys probably still need to go find that true number one, right? Like, that to me, it's wide receiver, Rashad, if there's a playmaker. I'm not talking about a guy you can come in and he could be a number two. You got a number two. A guy that can come in speed, you got a speedster. A guy that can come in and be a slot, assuming Thielen's going to run it back again, you got a slot. And I'm willing to trust Adam Thielen for one more year before the body breaks down. Wide receivers at the top, if there's a home run ball there.
Yeah, and I think if Ted is there at 8, I think you have to strongly consider it. Or invest some money into free agency. T. Higgins is out there, Chris Godwin. There's some guys out there that potentially be added to this roster and take it to the next level. Bryce needs more weapons. If we're going to compete at a playoff level and not just, go out there and let's get a wild card. No, we want to compete in the playoffs. You have to get weapons. And so, yeah, Thielen is great, but he's also, like you said, aging. And so you have to consider what's going to happen after him. And so I like Leggett. I think he needs time to develop. Could he potentially be a wide receiver one? Maybe. But I think he's a high-end two, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I think if you have the opportunity to land an elite-caliber wide receiver, you have to try and do it to make that offense better, to make Bryce Young better, and it's going to do nothing but add to it. So, again, it's a great feeling. We need to get another addition to that wide receiver room. I love Jalen Coker. Shout out to Jalen Coker, who I had a chance to sit down with this past on Wednesday. The interview should be coming out soon. Great kid. Love him. Excited for his future. But if you can add a home run hitter, You got to do it.
I completely agree. Now, the other wild card we got to throw in there is free agency. There's a lot of, you just mentioned a couple of them. T. Higgins to me is probably the most intriguing name out of that group, Rashad Beard, but y'all ain't going to be the only team that's in the books to try to get T. Higgins to come down. There's going to be some money thrown around. Do you think, and I, you know, you can feel how you want to feel about Dave Tepper's tenure up until the hiring of Morgan and Canales. He has, I think, finally listened to the T-shirts and taken that step back and allowed the football guys in the room to make the football decisions. Do you think this is a team that is willing to try to outbid some other squads to get T. Higgins? Or do you think maybe they utilize free agency elsewhere and maybe open themselves up to better be equipped to take a wide receiver in the draft?
Yeah, there's a lot of needs. So I don't know that we're going to spend it all in one spot. But I do see this team being a little bit more aggressive. And I got to be honest with you, this place is starting to become a little bit more of a you know, desirable place to be. You know what I mean? I think this Bryce Young and the way he closed the season out, hey, you saw what Garrett Wilson tweeted the other day or a couple weeks ago about, you know, Bryce Young and his play. This place is going to start to be a desirable destination. So when you look like a guy like T. Higgins, yeah, he could potentially want to be here, and the price may not be as high. You know what I mean? But I do expect us to be in that market. They're going to go out there and try to add some talent here. I think now they're starting to see it. I think it's no longer time to sit back and, oh, we're developing years, developing here, developing there. I think now next year is going to be a little bit more of an aggressive approach, and they're going to bring in some talent. So I expect us to be competitive for sure. I don't know if it's going to be T. I don't know if it's going to be Chris Godwin, but I do expect them to be competitive in the free agent market.
Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining here on the show. How was that? And I know you got to keep it under wraps until you drop the whole thing. I get it. But how was that interview with Jalen?
Oh, man, Jalen's such a good kid, man. He is a great individual, and we sat down, spoke to him for about 30 minutes, just breaking down his rookie season. It's kind of a continuation of the first interview we had with him shortly after he signed with the Carolina Panthers as a free agent. So we went through his entire rookie season, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the food, everything we talked about, and he's a great kid, man. So I'm a big fan. You all know that. I spoke about Jalen Coker long before the national media, and he even touched the field. And so for him to go out there and kind of second all the things that we talked about and just be open to sit down with P&P, I'm very appreciative. He knows that, and we had a good time, man, really good time.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. By the way, the tiebreaker was record in common games in which y'all were 3-9 and we were 2-10.
Wow.
But we hung 41 on your asses. It's a tie. Hey,
dude, let it go. Hey,
technically, right? Yeah, technically, we're not last.
Your computer's running slower than your microphone, and I hope it stays that way, Rashad. Rashad Beard. Hey. Host of the Panther Nation podcast. Make sure you follow them on X at Panther Nation PC, but more importantly, get on over to the YouTube channel. They go live all the time, and I promise you, and I mean this as much hell as I give Rashad, I mean sincerely, I have not found a better channel at any point that does a better job of getting you prepped for the draft than the Panther Nation podcast. So make sure you follow them over on YouTube. My man, appreciate you as always, big dog.
Yeah, appreciate you guys, man.
Do it again next week. My guy, Rashad Beard, the Panther Nation podcast. You can follow them again on X at Panther Nation PC. You can also get at them over on YouTube. Make sure you are liked up and subscribed to their YouTube channel. They do a fantastic job. I wouldn't keep having them on if they did not.
I like the new angle for Rashad because he brought something at you that I was, I don't know what it was.
I was never going to say this while he's on the stream, but like, I'm infuriated because he's too handsome. It's infuriating to be on the screen next to that. He's just a handsome individual. I'm never going to say that to his face, but he's a handsome individual and he makes me look bad by comparison.
That's what Cole's trying to go for when he brings the camera on, but it's just never going to happen. I mean, you know.
Texter said, let's see, Grandizer said, how come if Ivorogu gets a head coaching job, why does Rashad not mention Dennis Allen as a possible DC for the Panthers? That's a great question. I will tell you right now, and I mean this as a Saints fan, if I could get Dennis Allen back as a defense coordinator, I would jump all over that. He was a stellar
DC.
After
all the mean things you said about that guy.
Sucks as a head coach. Excellent defensive coordinator. And I will tell you this, though. I don't think Ivorogu's going anywhere. You know where I think we're going? to break after Lonzo reads his sports flash. Hashtag segue nailed it.
Look at you. After all the adversity you just went through, able to come through in the end. Way to go. South Carolina women's basketball team knocked off another top 20 team with a 76-68 road win over number 19 Alabama last night. The Gamecocks, two leading scorers, both came off the bench with Joyce Edwards scoring 21 and 16 from Malaysia Full Wiley. The Gamecocks are now 17-1 and 5-0 in conference as they look to regain their number one overall national ranking. After a New Year's Eve attack on Bourbon Street, NFL and law enforcement officials say they are beefing up security ahead of the big game in New Orleans. More than 125,000 people are expected to descend upon the city on February 9th. The league and law enforcement did not specify what tactics will be employed. Good. I mean, just do it. Don't tell us. Tune in tomorrow at 4:30 as Furman Paladins take on the Chattanooga Mox. Furman versus Chattanooga right here on your home. Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan. Upstate.